the woman who had walked into my life and changed everything. Della Sloan had become my addiction when I hadn't been available. In all her twisted perfection, she had made me fall helplessly in love with her. A life without her in it seemed pointless. I often wondered how people found joy in life without knowing her. With the sudden death of my father, the life I had just washed my hands of and been so ready to walk away from was now being placed completely on my shoulders. Della had stood beside me quietly from the moment I'd stepped foot back in Rosemary Beach, Florida. Her small hand tucked into mine, she knew when I needed her without my saying anything. A squeeze from her hand would remind me that she was there beside me, and I could do this. Except at this moment, she wasn't with me. She was at my house. I hadn't wanted to bring her here, to my mother's house. My mother might have wanted to pretend that I didn't exist, but I now owned everything in her life, including the house she lived in. It came with the country club, and my grandfather had made sure that when my father passed away, this would all become mine. Not once had my father thought this might be something I needed to know. He held it over my head that he controlled my life. If I wanted this world, then I had to bend to his will. Yet all along, it would become mine on my 25th birthday, or in the event of my father's death, whichever came first. There was no running from this now. I thought about knocking and changed my mind. My mother needed to stop acting like a child. I was all she had left. It was time she accepted Della in my life because I was getting a ring on her finger as soon as I could convince her of it. I knew Della well enough to know that it wouldn't be easy to get her to marry me. With my world completely morphing into something I hadn't expected, I wanted the security of knowing that when I came home, Della would be there. I started to reach for the doorknob when the door swung open. My eyes lifted to see Angelina Greystone standing in the doorway of my parents' house with an innocent smile on her face. The evil twinkle in her eye couldn't be masked by her attempt to appear nice. I had almost married this woman so that I could get the club that was going to become mine anyway. My father had made me believe I had to marry Angelina to get the promotion and future I deserved. What my dad hadn't banked on was Della walking into my life and showing me there was more for me than a loveless marriage to a heartless bitch. "We were expecting you. Your mother's in the sitting room with some chamomile tea I made for her. She needs to see you, Woods. I'm glad you took her feelings into consideration and didn't bring that girl." The one thing I did know, despite what the witch had just said, was she knew Della's name. She might have wanted to pretend like she had never heard of her and didn't know her, but she did. She was just being spiteful. What I didn't know was why the fuck she was at my mother's house. I pushed past her and walked into the house without responding to her. I knew where my mother was without her help. The sitting room was the place my mother always went to be alone. She would sit on the white velvet chaise lounge that had once been my grandmother's, and she would stare out at the water through the large picture windows that lined the room. I ignored the click of Angelina's heels as she followed behind me. Everything about her grated on my nerves. Her being here in the middle of a family situation on the day of my father's funeral only added to my disgust. Why was she doing this? What did she think this would win her? I owned it all now, me, not my father, and certainly not my mother. I was now the Carrington in control. "Mother," I said as I walked into the sitting room without knocking. She didn't need a chance to send me away. Not that I would go without having this conversation. As wrong as she had been, I loved her. She was my mom, even though she had always stood beside my father and never once thought of me. It had always been about what they wanted for me, but it didn't make me love her less. She didn't turn her attention from the gulf view outside. "Woods, I was expecting you." Nothing more. It hurt. We had both lost a part of our lives with my father's death. She didn't see it that way. She never would. I walked over to stand in her line of view. "We need to talk," I replied simply. She shifted her eyes to look up at me. "Yes, we do." I could have let her control this conversation, but I wasn't going to. It was time I set some boundaries, especially now that I had Della with me and we were back in Rosemary. "At least he came alone," Angelina's voice came.